This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is responding to comments from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer about the war in Gaza. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish lawmaker in Congress, stirred up major controversy earlier this week.
Schumer, in a speech on the Senate floor on Thursday, said Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had lost his way in the war with Hamas and should be ousted. This prompted significant pushback from Republicans in Congress and officials in Israel. President Biden was asked to weigh in.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
Biden has had his own disagreements with Netanyahu, but is not calling for a leadership change in Israel. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
A commission investigating the worst mass shooting in Maine is criticizing police for not intervening more in the weeks before the incident. Kevin Miller with Maine Public Radio has more.
In a scathing new report, the independent panel called it, quote, an abdication of law enforcement's responsibility that police did not take Robert Card into custody last September after he reportedly threatened to shoot up his Army Reserve base. Friends and family said the 40-year-old was increasingly paranoid and authorities could have preemptively seized his guns under state law. The report faulted local sheriff's deputies for accepting assurances from Card's family members that they would try to remove his guns themselves. 6 weeks later, Card killed 18 people with an assault-style rifle at two businesses in Lewiston. Maine lawmakers are now debating potential changes to state gun laws. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Miller in Augusta.
Police in Haiti are launching an operation to arrest the leader of a coalition of gangs which now control most of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The BBC's Will Grant reports Jimmy Chiraze is seen as the main instigator of the protest, which forced the Prime Minister, Henri Henry, to resign last week.
Mr. Chiraze, the head of the G9 coalition of gangs, which currently controls most of the capital, has said he doesn't recognize Haiti's interim administration. He's also threatened its members with violence. The Transitional Council has been formed by the U.S. State Department and member states of the Caribbean community. Meanwhile, USAID, the development agency of the U.S. government, has promised Haiti another $26 million in humanitarian aid.
That's the BBC's Will Grant reporting. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's stepping up security on the state's southern coast. He says he's sending aircraft, boats and law enforcement to prepare for a potential influx of Haitian migrants fleeing the ongoing violence. This is NPR. The adult content website Pornhub has blocked access to users in Texas in order to comply with the new age restriction verification law. Texas Public Radio's Kayla Padilla reports it's the latest state to lose access to the site in response to the new law.
Last week, a federal appeals court upheld a law that requires users to upload photos of their government IDs in order to access a pornographic website. It also requires these sites to display a message that claims porn can harm human brain development. Texas users will now see a message displayed on Pornhub's website rebuking the law, saying it impinges on the right to access protected speech and that it employs the least effective yet most restrictive means of allegedly protecting minors. Pornhub says that requiring minors to provide identification every time they want to log into an adult site puts minors and user privacy at risk. I'm Kayla Padilla in San Antonio.
Actress Olivia Munn announced this week that she had undergone a double mastectomy for breast cancer. The 43-year-old says it was ultimately her score on a breast cancer risk calculator that led to her eventual diagnosis. The breast cancer assessment is a questionnaire on the National Cancer Institute's website that's designed for healthcare providers to use with patients. But doctors warn that the test isn't the best risk calculator for everyone, including people with certain gene mutations or previous histories of breast cancer. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.